wonderful is this glory we bear with the same greatest name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways, how wonderful is this glory we bear with the same greatest name of the Lord.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. I'd like to draw your attention to the bulletin, the insert in your bulletin, and which there are several important things there. There's the church anniversary, which is coming up October 3rd. There's the evangelism class. And then there is also on October 1st, one of our missionaries, Marta Peretti, will be having a class on crafts that'll happen during the day on October 1st. So if you need any details on that for time and station, please talk to Mrs. Otero or Mrs. Tomlinson. And directly following this service, we will enjoy our fellowship luncheon, and everyone is invited for good food and fellowship. There will be a short deacons meeting during the lunch time for the deacons, of course, and we'll meet in the conference room during the lunch, during the fellowship luncheon. And because this is the last Sunday of the month, all activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are scheduled, with the exception of the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, as shown in your bulletin. That 2 o'clock service will proceed as usual this afternoon. And if I didn't mention it, the Marta Peretti will be a speaker at the October 3rd celebration. So our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 135, verse 3. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 3, Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above.
Thank you.
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 381, Is Your All on the Altar. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 393, Take My Life and Let It Be.
It is a great relationship for 28 years this Sunday that we have. Let's pray together. Father, we come to you in the name of the only God that we know, the Lord Jesus. We come to you because he's our high priest. He's sitting at the right hand of heaven, interceding for us, taking our prayers into the throne of grace. And we have come to believe in that miracle of his resurrection and his place in the heavenlies. Father, as a church, again, we are grateful that for 28 years you carry us on. I remember when we met at the bank in a little room. And I remember when this place was for sale and we were able to buy it. I remember the efforts of your people in making this place useful for your glory. And as a church body, I'm grateful that you provide for us every year. And you provide for us even this year, which is so difficult in the economy of the country. Nevertheless, your people have sacrificed themselves. And Lord, I'm so proud to be the pastor of people who are faithful, who give according as you prosper them, who they remember this church and remember their ministry and remember their God. And in spite of the situations in their life and the economy, they have kept the church alive. Lord, our missionaries, 12 of them, no one missed one check every month for 28 years. How grateful I am again to your congregation that has been so good to us. And now, Father, we pray that this service will be to your glory as we close the studies on the parables. This parable applies directly to Bethel Baptist Church. And I'm so proud to preach about this parable because it was the dream that I have when we started. To train people, to develop people, that they will carry on the ministry, and this church have fulfilled that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for the people of Bethel. Now, Father, we have missionaries with us, and Carol and Ruth Knott in Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, also in Spain, David and Denise Rowe, they have closed their ministry and be back in the States next year, Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala, Martha Ferretti in Buenos Aires, and Lord, we pray that they will have a good trip here to our church for the coming Sunday. Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, we pray for our man that is in the hospital and be in care and treated of that cancer. Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. Then the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey. And thank you, Lord, that one of the races, one of the teams, the pro-American race, have called Daniel to be their chaplain. And soon will be an association, pro-American race, under Lacey's ministry. And hopefully next year we'll be starting that. And so, Lord, thank you, because in spite of the ending of one ministry, you open another. And thank you, Lord, for Fred and Carol Lewis, who are serving in Los Angeles in the school. Lord, we have people sick in our church. We have people with difficulties, and we pray for them, that you care and you touch their life. We are grateful that you are a God who cares. And the Bible says, putting all your cares upon him because he cares for us. And so when we learn to trust, then it's much better to carry a sickness with us. Thank you, Lord, for last Sunday. Thank you for Ramil. Thank you for Pastor Greg, who took my place. And Lord, it is so good to know that this church is not founded upon me, but founded upon Jesus. It is so good for me as a pastor to know that even though I'm not here, the ministry keeps on because it was not built upon myself, but upon the rock, Jesus, our Lord. So bless us today with your presence, your encouragement. May the blessings of the fellowship that follow be very rich in our hearts and in our lives. Thank you again for providing for us every Sunday. So bless the offering and bless the giver in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated, please.
Just like to add a few more notes here, and the women's Bible study will occur tomorrow at 7 p.m. here at the church. Also, on the church anniversary, which we're calling the Autumn Anniversary Festival, which is October 3rd, would you please sign up in the kitchen on the bulletin board there if you are going to attend? That would be very helpful. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Matthew. And if you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1070. We will be reading Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Will you please stand now as we read God's Word, Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling unto a far country, who called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, and to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. The Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou delivered unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the one talents came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid my talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is mine, thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. And unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we lack nothing, for we have received every spiritual blessing in Christ. And those blessings, we thank you, Lord, are eternal. We thank you for the incomparable truth of the Scriptures given to us so that we may know you and to guide us in every aspect of our lives. We take great comfort in Jesus' promise that if we abide in his word, we will be free indeed. Help us, Father, to be faithful in the keeping of that word, we pray. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Thank you for his and Mrs. Otero's safe return and his standing in the pulpit today. Bless him with wisdom and knowledge as he brings the message from the Scriptures, that we here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD